Hey. No, I didn't go anywhere. Listen. I didn't want to talk about Israel. Okay. We're just hopping into it. If you don't know who I am, hey, girl, I'm Marissa J. So, I didn't want to talk about Israel, and I was waiting for something else in the news cycle interesting to talk about. Because I'm just so over all of the doom and gloom. This is like escalating. So I guess I gotta talk about it. So, before getting into it, I want to say I didn't want to talk about Israel for one main distinct reason, okay? Anytime you and I, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And please don't say I'm pulling a Kanye West because I'm not, okay? This is not me pulling a Kanye. I'm just saying, anytime that a certain group of people is brought up, it gets shut down pretty quickly and it gets criticized pretty quickly. So I'm trying so hard, you guys, and y'all know me, my mouth real reckless. So I just might have to pop off and say some real shit here in a little bit, but I'm trying. Please just understand that I am trying. Okay? I'm trying my best here. But when a certain group of people is mentioned en masse, it sparks some tension. And I don't want to get into the whole religious debate, okay? This doesn't have to be necessarily strictly about religion. And I don't want to talk about religion because if you've been following since the beginning, y'all already know. I feel like not everybody's path is going to be the same path. We're all different human beings. We all have different journeys to take, different paths to follow, okay? And different lessons to understand. So I don't feel as though religion is a productive thing to talk about when everybody's gonna have a different opinion about it, you know? Or some groups of people are gonna have a similar opinion about it, and that's fine. Do what works for you, okay? Okay, so with that being said, taking the religious aspect out of it, and I know religion has a lot to do with what's going on over there, but I'm speaking strictly on a on an economic scale, and sorry, as on an economic scale, and and okay, so I say that for several reasons because this war and lots of other things that are happening right now, which is why I even came on. It's not just a war going on over in Israel, Pakistan, what the fuck? Palestine, sorry, my apologies. It's not like that's the only thing that's going on. So, economically speaking, like, you know, people to people. Okay, groups of people, right? We'll just say it that way. So, Hamas is a group, okay? Surface level, surface base, just based off of what they've done, they're a terrorist group. Okay? I don't use that word loosely, because one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, right? So I don't use that word all willy-nilly, okay? But when you are chopping, ooh, trigger warning, okay? When you're chopping the heads off of babies in broad daylight in front of their mamas, where you're dragging women in the street and raping them over and over and over, and then dragging them through the street again. You're a terrorist, okay? That's what a terrorist would do. That's fucking horrible. That is horrific. Okay? So, they're terrorists, right? This particular group that did this very, very awful thing, right? Terrorists. Everybody over there is like, hey, yo, we don't got nothing to do with it. That's them. That ain't us. You know, we're completely different, right? They go and do this to Jewish or Israeli peoples, right? Okay. So, shit pop off and babies is dying left and right. What the fuck? Oh my God. So, and this is done by the group Hamas, or at least they claim to have done that. So, okay. Now everybody's all up in the uproar because it has escalated very quickly. Israel was like, hey, yo, Palestinian peoples, I'm gonna need you to get your folks. They're walling the fuck out over here, right? So they're like, hey, yo, but we don't have nothing to do with it. That ain't us. So Israel's like, well, then fuck it. We finna bomb everybody. Everybody gotta die now. Everybody gotta die. Just everybody. There's no middle ground. So Israel bombing the fuck out of them, right? And they're like, hold up, hold up, hold up. Because, like we just said, we didn't have nothing to do with this shit. That was them, right? We was over here, we was chilling, we was minding our own beautiful business, and all of this shit just popped off, and we don't have nothing to do with it. Why are you bombing us? Okay. So terrible, terrible things on both sides. Hospitals done got blowed up. Schools done got blowed up. It's bad. It's bad, y'all. It's real bad. And I didn't really want to talk about it because as bad as this is, as bad as this is, and I don't mean to sound like the it is what it is type of person, 'cause that's not what I'm saying, but they have literally been doing this for thousands of years, for a very long time. Let me take that back. Let me take that back. Let me take that back. I wouldn't say for thousands of years. It happened thousands of years ago. It was a lot of fuck shit that happened over there, right? So folks moved out, right? They was like, all right, fuck it. We gotta go, right? They was getting kicked out of that whole area, right? So then they left and they spread out, okay? So then, after the Holocaust happened, after World War II happened, like, it was like, all right, we need a spot to where this shit can't happen to us no more. Because it's like every time we turn around, somebody accusing us of the same old dumb bullshit, and then it ends up a war. So we sick of this shit. We need a safe space, right? So, and I'm paraphrasing here, you guys. So they're like, okay, we're going home. We're going to Israel, right? But see, except here's the thing. They ain't been there in a minute. They ain't been there in a minute. Let me tell you something. I used to live on, ooh, I was about to say the name of the street. That is a security issue. I'm not going to say the name of the street, but I used to live on this street. And as an adult, the house that I lived in for a short period of time came up for rent. And, you know, that would be cool to move in, but that would also be weird because I was back, like, that was a long time ago. It was when I was a kid, and things are changed and different. So, but just thinking back on it, wouldn't it be weird if I was like, oh, this place is for rent, which means like nobody's like, nobody's here, but you know, so I know somebody owned the place, but ain't nobody here, so I'm just gonna go ahead and just shimmy on in. What if I did that? What if I shimmied on into my childhood home and then was just living there? And then the owners came and it was like, hey, this is our house. What are you doing? And I say, oh, but I used to live here a long time ago when I was a kid. What you think they're gonna say to me? What do you think they're gonna say to me? They're gonna say, we don't give a fuck. Okay. You haven't been paying taxes here. I have. This is my shit. Get out. Right? Right? That's what you would do. That's what you would do if it was your house. You wouldn't just let somebody walk in because they grew up there. Like, and I don't mean to just dumb it down, like, as well, let me take that back. I do mean, that's why I said it. I said it because I mean it. I mean to dumb it down because a lot of people are having a hard time understanding what the fuck is going on over there. So yeah, I'm gonna dumb it down a little bit. I'm just gonna just speak in just realistic terms a little bit. Not realistic terms, but in terms in which we can understand it, westernized, I guess. Right? All right, so boom. That's what they fighting about. Palestinians is like, yo, like y'all keep pushing this out. Y'all keep doing certain things, installing like certain people in office, in offices, and having certain groups from Israel backing those people in office to ensure that they stay there. And y'all are pushing us out of our homes, literally pushing them out of their homes. They're getting tired. They're getting fed the fuck up. So when a group like Hamas pops up, right? When a group like Hamas pops up, I am not condoning any of that shit. Please don't get it fucking twisted. I'm not condoning none of that shit. Right? But I'm saying I'll never pretend to empathize with someone who could murder a child and in the most disgusting ways that I've heard over these last couple of days. Like I can never pretend to empathize with somebody like that. I don't know what compels someone to do such a disgusting thing. I don't know. I don't know. How can you live with yourself after you've killed a child? How can you live with yourself? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. But I'm saying, I've gotten pretty mad before. I've gotten real mad at one particular person. We all have. We all have because we're human. We're human. Everyone has that one person where it's like, yeah, if that motherfucker was on fire, I would not piss on them to put it out. Everybody has that one person. So, okay, I've felt anger before. And I've thought about doing some pretty messed up stuff, but I've never acted on it. See, that's the thing. Like, and I'm not even like, even if you think about killing babies, please go and seek help. Please go and seek help. That's not normal. That's not right. That's not okay. So go see a therapist, please. But I'm just saying, like, I can understand someone or even quite a few people getting pushed to their limits on that. And I can't even pretend to understand what goes over there culturally, what goes on over there culturally. So, like, here in America, things run a certain way. Things over there run a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So I can't sit up here and be like, oh yeah, you know, they feel this way because X, Y, and Z. I don't know. I ain't never not been in anywhere over there. Never. Ever, 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 ever. I won't get on the boat and I won't fly over water. So I'll just never go. I don't know how to get there. So it's just not going to happen. I can't pretend to know the cultural differences over there, right? But I'm sure that there are some. I'm sure that there are plenty. So a group like Hamas popping up seemingly out of nowhere, it's not surprising. It's not surprising. With all of that being said, that's not necessarily the topic of discussion that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk a little bit about it, and I wanted to speak my piece, you know, kind of sort of how I feel about it. And you'll get a little bit more opinion based later on about specifically that. I'm sure you can guess where I'm going with this, but that's like a small cog in a much, much bigger machine. That machine is war. Okay. So, like, I've talked at great lengths about Ukraine. And if y'all want to go back and listen to any of the droning that I did long ago about fucking Ukraine, I talk a lot about Ukraine. So there's no guessing where I stand on that. But it's almost as if America, not, and when I say America, I mean like our government, not necessarily us, the people, because the people feel a very different way than what our government feels. I just find it interesting how America just kind of piggybacked off of this very, very sad and devastating event. But a reoccurring one, nevertheless. So I feel like we're just kind of piggybacking off of that to add more to the debt as far as Ukraine goes. Hear me out. Hear me out, hear me out, hear me out. This is for my old school folks, okay? This is for anyone born in 1993 and before, okay? Everybody 1993 and before then, right? Okay, what is that, 30 years? 30 years old. Okay, if you are 30 years old or older, listen up. If you're under 30, I don't know what to tell you, baby. I can't help you. But do you remember back in the day, before we had any of this shit, we, you know, do you remember back before there was caller ID and the internet and, you know, everybody was still using pagers? Like, do y'all remember that? Okay. Okay. And then all this new technology comes out and like we're learning it and it's cool and it's awesome and we're growing with it, right? But like all of this shit came out when we were still kind of kids, growing out of the staying outside, riding bikes until dark. growing kind of out of that phase. Like, so we're growing up with this technology and it's really cool and we're learning a lot of new things. Lots of new words are coming into play, right? So surfing the web, you guys remember surfing the web? Just going to different websites, just surfing the web. Okay. And then streaming services, like jump ahead, streaming services. We had Blockbuster, and then Netflix came out, and then Netflix came out with, sending DVDs, but then you could also stream it. And you're just like, whoa, that's crazy. And then, like, news stations kind of sort of caught on a little bit, sort of ish. But you started getting other ones popping up like Hulu and AMC. Wait, is it AMC? I'm having a brain fart. No, AMC is the movie theater. What's the channel? Okay, let's pick a different channel. The Discovery Channel, right? So, like, all of these different things are popping up. Disney Plus and Amazon Prime, right? Okay. And then you look at streaming services like Hulu. Hulu has a bunch of different, like, stations that are what? Bundled together. That was a really bad analogy. And I'm not cutting not none of this shit out. I don't care. I don't even care. Let's go back. Let's go back even further. 30 and up. Okay. Rewind. Comcast, when everybody still had home phones, landlines, okay? And you bundled your internet and yourself or your landline and possibly cell phone. So your home phone, your cell phone, and the internet, it's all bundled, right? Bundled package, right? And you remember how, like, new of a concept that shit was, right? Yeah, this is a much better analogy. You remember how new of a concept bundling was, right? Okay. I feel like they're bundling war. Because, hear me out, pretty much every sitting president since Bush? No. Reagan? Since Reagan? Has been a pro-war president and been trying to actively, like, get us into some shit, like, constantly. So, and Reagan wanted us war at home. So it's like, all right, this shit's going on in Ukraine. For whatever the fuck reason, I don't understand. I can't, I'm not gonna pretend to understand. But for whatever the fuck reason, it's profitable, right, to back a side in times of war and really push for that side to come out on top, right? NATO's supposed to be keeping the peace. NATO ain't never not kept the peace in fucking Europe. NATO is doing a horrible job at keeping the peace. So they be over here like, hey, we finna do this shit. And Putin's all like, hey, but don't do it because that's gonna piss me off. And NATO's like, but we finna do it. And they're like, hey, Ukraine, come over here. And Putin's like, yo, I said don't do it. Now I'm gonna flip the fuck out. So they started some shit. I feel like all each time it's being instigated by some real fuck shit, some real slick fuck shit. So that gets folks riled up to go to war. They warring over there. They've been warring for a minute. Ukraine and Russia. They've been warring for a minute. I don't know how they got any land left. It seemed like every other day some shit is getting bombed to pieces. I don't know where the fuck, where are you rebombing place? I don't get it. I don't understand how y'all got that much land, but whatever. So, shit getting bombed the fuck out. They're at war, right? Israel, Palestine, Hamas. That shit is escalating to an all-out war over there. It is at an all-out war. This is what they are at war. They are at war. This isn't like a, oh, they're fixing a, no, they are at war. Now, so far, America has not had any boots on any grounds, right? But we will over there because the American government backs Israel all the time. So we're probably gonna have boots on the ground over there, which I don't know is worse, like boots on the actual ground or giving over another handful of billions of dollars. Like, I don't. All right, so Ukraine getting help, Israel getting help. And you sitting here thinking, going, Marissa, I thought you said bundling war. So like a bundle, like what you just said is a coupling. That's just a coincidence. But three? Girl, if you really in the fuck think that China is not about to start some shit up with Taiwan, you out your motherfucking mind. This the time to do it. This is the time to do it, and them folks ain't dumb. They ain't stupid. They've been biding their time. Wait till everybody else is busy as fuck and in fucking strike. Because right now, if they were to do anything right now, right? If they were to do anything at all, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit's not gonna happen. Because everybody's gonna be like, all right, China, that'll probably be the one thing that gets everybody to stop fighting and be like, yo, China, chill. Yo, China, fucking chill, bro. Chill the fuck out. So, yeah. You know what else would be really fucking scary? Japan running drills. Like, Japan, chill the fuck out. No. Stop. All right, everybody, chill. Put your guns down. Japan's army is like mad strong now. Nah. Like, I mean, they've been strong, but when they wanna fuck something up, they go and they fuck some shit up. The Japanese will fuck some shit up, right? So they ain't nothing to fuck with. They ain't nothing to play around with. And neither is China. So I really feel like if they were to jump now, I don't know. I think the whole world would band together to just be like, hey, China, chill the fuck out. Like, just not necessarily if they were to make a move on Taiwan, but if they were to make like a bigger move, because back when Trump was trying to buy Greenland a couple of years ago, China was trying to make a move and buy up some land in Alaska. Because the, and you're probably thinking, like, what the fuck does that have anything to do with anything? Listen, I'm gonna tell you, because the North Pole is melting, right? And so when these polar ice caps are melting, what does that mean? Yeah, global warming, but from an economic point of view, that opens up brand new waterways that we've never traversed. The Atlantic and the Pacific. We got the waters on the sides and shit. We ain't had the up and down waters yet. So it would be hella fucking easy for us to transport between America and like six other fucking countries. Russia being one of them. There's Greenland, like Denmark, Canada, obviously, like, which is us. Like, I feel like, and China really did try to buy up a piece of that shit. It was like, oh snap, for real? So what if they tried to make a bigger move like that? Everybody thinking about, ooh, what if they jump on Taiwan? They might, but if they were playing checkers, but if they was playing chess, oh no, they make a move for that, for a little bit of that, some of that ice up there in the North Pole. That's what they would do if they had any amount of common sense. That's what they do. Cause honestly, and it's getting cold too, or it's winter time too. Ain't nobody trying to deal with all of that. No. Go on, China. This the time to make your move, China, if y'all listening. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Because we really don't need no more wars. But I mean, like, I feel as though it's a bundling. It's a bundling of wars that America is going to get behind. And what's really fucked up and sad about this whole situation is that none of these decisions are being made on moral reasons. Okay? If you want to bring morality into it, and whatever sliding scale that you want to be on, it's not going, not none of these reasons is going to be on it, baby. It's just not. This is all economics. And it's kind of sad. Right? Like, am I alone in this, guys? I really hope I'm not alone in this, but it's kind of depressing. And so then you got to think, okay, so what now? What next? Like, what is this going to become? Is this going to be the new normal? What is the solution? What is the final outcome? And I feel like with as many baskets that we got our hands in as far as wars go, I feel like America is gearing up to be this, let's say a global leader. Let's say a global leader, kind of sort of taking over from where England kind of dropped off. Just scooping up puzzle pieces at this point. So if we can back the right people, okay, if we back the right people in certain wars, we would be able to strategically place ourselves in some very high positions of power over these places. So, end game, what is it? One world government? I don't fucking know. I'm gonna be real with you, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's really weird that all of these wars is happening and, ooh, can't nobody get along. And they was just talking about aliens. It's almost as if they was like, all right, let's tell the public about aliens, let them get freaked the fuck out, and then they'll be on board with whatever kind of fuck shit that we're trying to do with a one world government, right? So then that didn't work because everybody was like, psh, aliens, get the fuck out of here. Like, we don't believe you. The second that they said, okay, all y'all conspiracy theorists that said that aliens is real, okay, you right. The second that you say we're right, oh nah, now we really don't believe you. Now we really don't fucking believe you. Ain't no, at this point, it's like we might be the only ones out there. Who fucking knows? Over here talking about aliens so damn much. So they're trying to scare us up with this alien talk. Even if there is aliens out there, even if there are multiple species of aliens living amongst us and have been for the last 40, 50, 60 years, okay. What is they doing? Are they harming us? Or are they just trying to live? 'Cause if they just trying to live, okay, like they ain't bothering me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? I ain't heard of nobody being bothered. You know what I'm saying? Like, so as long as they stay in their lane, you know, don't fuck with us, we won't fuck with y'all type of situation. It's like, really, what does that even matter? If they're here or not, it doesn't. It's not gonna change anyone's everyday life. Okay? It's just not. So when that shit didn't work, they hop back over to the whole Ukraine thing and been going hard on it, just super hard to paint. And I kind of feel, I'm gonna be real with you, because I'm about to, like I said, I be getting real fucking reckless, and I'm about to say some flagrant ass shit. So basically, y'all want to know what I think? I think Hamas may have been a plant. Yeah, I said it. I said it. Hamas may have been a plant. It's not like America has never done some shit like that before. Installed a terrorist group in order to, raise up enough of the public consent to go and commit acts of war against another country. Hello, weapons of mass destruction? The fuck did we go into Iraq? Why did we go to Iraq? Why? When just about everybody that was on them planes, which y'all know how I feel about them planes, but if we're going based off of that narrative, all them dudes on that plane that hijacked that plane, they was from Saudi Arabia. So what the fuck was we in Iraq for? You see what I mean? It's not like we're not above it. Did Hamas, is it really some CIA operation that they installed to go and do some fuckless shit like that? I don't know. Maybe not necessarily that far, but I absolutely believe that there are extremist groups that are against what the Israeli people are doing over there to begin with, as far as forcing these people out of their homes. So it's a lot. I know it's a lot, but I did want to come on here and just kind of voice my 3 cents on the whole situation. Let me know what y'all think about it. Hit me up at tqtpod@gmail.com. That's it for me for right now. Listen, am I coming back, girl? I don't know. No, I'm just playing. I'm coming back. Y'all know I'm coming back. But a bitch is tired. Because a bitch is doing some shit, okay? A bitch is making moves. A bitch is making moves, okay? We'll just leave it at that. But a bitch is making moves, so I'm still here. Don't worry. I ain't going no fucking where. But I'm kind of gone a little bit right now, so. Catch you in the next one. That's it for me, y'all. Bye.